I think we left off, we're about to begin section Yud on page 62. We'll begin from the third paragraph. Isha dat harayu subjektivi biyoter shonehu me isha hamada hamitzayin b'objektiviyot b'shibyon nefesh u'ba'adishut muzara. Kshe isha dat nigash al ha'olam, medakdeku shelo lehipasel b'tor bal din o bal dava. Einu mu'unyan lemafer b'totzaot hakarato u'midrasha. Harei hu rak tzofer u'mabit v'kose v'sofer u'mona. From the son of Tokif. Right. In theory, which is what the Rav is describing, is describing the ideal type. In the world we live in, you know, scientists very much have their negius. But in theory, cognitive man studies with a sense of objective detachment. Masha and Kane ish hadat, the homo religio says, Kshehu ome bifnei yitzira, Hare kulo bo'er be'esh kodesh sholti mahon. Kulo bo'ed umerateti, he trembles bifnei ha'imuvan, ha'bilti yadua v'ne'alam. There is an element, sometimes it's actual and sometimes it's psychological, there's an element of control that a person has through understanding. And if you're manning a machine and you understand how the machine works and how to operate it, there's a sense of control. If a person is in a car and doesn't know how it works, I don't know. I was in the parking lot the other day, so the understanding is if someone double parks and blocks your car, so that they leave their keys in and you're supposed to move their car. So it happened to me the other day. So it was a newer model car. So. And I get into the car, and the seat starts moving. I didn't touch anything. I get into the car, and when you press the ignition button to turn the motor on, so the seat moves forward. I didn't know where it was going. Fortunately, it stopped after a few inches. And then when you press the ignition button again to turn the car off, you begin, it sends you back. I don't know, when you don't know how the machine works. There's a sense of things being out of control, and a person is just overwhelmed. Hashem, I survived the. and the greater the mystery, the greater the ihavana, the more vast it is. And if it's infinite, again, the world is not infinite, but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who stands behind the world, is. So then that sense of mystery is something which is totally overwhelming and terrifying. Nafsho go'eshet v'so'eret kayam negrash. Harei hu mefached mibnei hasodiyut. The secrecy. U'mityarei himena. Harehu mastir panov ki yarei milahabit eleha, right, paraphrasing from Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yaster Moshe panov ki yarei milahabit elokim, boreachu mimena. However, at the very same moment, u'ba'otah sha'ah harehu lamrot ritzono, Mitzkarev Eileha. He's simultaneously terrified and recoils, and simultaneously is attracted and approaches. Nimshach Eileha b'chavlei ksamim, mitgageya Eileha v'nichsaf, and he... Kisufim means intense desire. Ata nichsaf nichsafta, leveis avicha, Laban says to Yaakov. V'nichsaf lehit mazegima. Ishadat taloi kulo ben shnei magnetim, magnets, anakiyim, giant magnets. Ben ahava liyira, ben ta'ava, Mesav v'tayva gedola, leida Hashem hagadol. Ben tava l'fachad, ven kisufim l'charada. Terror. Ish adat natun kulo b'kaf ha'kela shal shnei kochot midnagdim, yimin ha'havaya t'chabkehu, u'smola t'tchafehu. Right? The pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Yimin o'tachas l'roshi, yesh harbe min ha'med v'hashkafat ato, fascinatio and repulsio, meshicha, attraction, udechia, mahavot shtei megamot yesodiot b'ishadat. Those are the two fundamental tendencies in religious man. Which is very much what the Rambam describes in Yisrael HaTov, in Parag Bey's Halacha Beis. B'shar she'yizbona in ha'odim b'masiv b'ruv ha'nifloim, הגדולים. ויהיו מהם חכמוס ושאין לו ערך ולא קץ, מיד הוא אוהב ומשבח ומפואר ומסעב ועתי וגדול לידע השם הגדול. כמו שאומר דוד, צומה נפשי לאלוקים לכל חוי. וכשמחש בדברים האלו עצמן, מיד הוא נרתע לאחוריו. Right, he recoils. ויירא ויפחד ויודע שהוא ביריה קטנה שפלה אפלה Omed b'das kala me'uta lefnei tvim deos. He's mis'ave leida. On the other hand, he realizes, what can I possibly know? He's mis'ave leida. On the other hand, he's overwhelmed with a year of a fachad. How is it possible for these two states to coexist? Does it just mean that the person is vacillating? So let's continue a little bit. Hareyu sovel mi ke'uvei ha'nefesh. Mach ovei ha'nefesh, sorry. Hareyu sovel mach ovei ha'nefesh v'yisurei ha'ruach. Mefarper ben shnei k'tavim kabirim ha'metaltalim oto Taltala atzuma. Margishu ke'ev nora bevakashat haraz, she'yafil od yoter ala metziyut. Bechipus ha'hakara, she'tagdil v'ta'amik et ha'pela. Right, as we had earlier, that the more a person knows, the greater the mystery becomes. I think the Rav gave the mashal of the relationship between the circumference and the area of a circle. So as you increase the circumference increases, the area will exponentially increase. Aval ba'ota sha'ah hu nehaneh miyisurim eila. So it's simultaneous. It's not a question of vacillating, right? It's not that he has mood swings. And that there's a pendulum swinging, it's simultaneous. How is it simultaneous? How is one simultaneously experiencing tava and pachad kisufim and charada. So the marshal is as follows, Rav Yossi. You know, if you ever see or read descriptions of people who, for whatever reason, I can't really explain this, go on roller coasters. So, on the one hand, they go willingly, and they're thrilled. On the other hand, they're screaming. They're terrified, and they're thrilled simultaneously. So if you think about it in the abstract, so it seems that those are two emotional states which are mutually exclusive, but then you see empirically that they do coexist. So what's the kasuv shlishi? So what one discovers is that they coexist because there are certain experiences which simultaneously engender both reactions. That some people find hanging upside down 100 feet above the ground thrilling. I don't know. I have trouble relating to that, but whatever. Let's sort of take that on faith. That on the one hand, there's a thrill associated with it, and meidach gisa, it's terrifying. So how does a person combine those two reactions? How do they coexist within the person? Because what he's experiencing simultaneously engenders both reactions. And that's clearly what the Rav is describing here, what the Rambam is describing in Yesodei HaTorah, is that the way that the taiva and the pacha, the kisufim and the charada, the way they coexist is, again, the Rambam, well, they're both talking about the world. The Rambam is not highlighting, well, looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, it has both elements within it. And Ramela, since both elements are there, so the reaction is this, again, what we would have thought logically is impossible, is this, again, dialectical response, again, the fascination and repulsion, the attraction and the recoiling coexist. Isha datu lefamim tipus, it's a masochist. Hamchatet bifzaav v'chovel bifzara. Yesh bi yisurim eila min mitikot hanetzach u'min novlos ha'olam haba. The droppings, what the novlos from the tree. The tree may be so high, the branches of the tree may be so high that they're beyond reach, but there are novos, the things that drop down to the ground. So Olam Haba, as long as we're in Olam Hazeh, is beyond comprehension. Not just beyond reach, beyond comprehension, but there are novos. Ta'anug ha-ke'ev ha-na'at ha-yisurim mevim oto lidei religious ecstasy. Chaviv ha-malai yisurim אומר איש הדעת ללוולתי נפשו וחבלי רוחו. ובאותם היסורים וההתנגשות הנפשית והחיכוכים הרוחניים בא על ידי ביטוי השאיפה לטרנסנדנטיות. Okay, then the Rav continues. Maybe we'll maybe towards the bottom here on page 63, the fourth line from the bottom of Rosa. Huna achaz tamid, he's constantly entangled b'ma'amakei toda'ato, in the depths of his awareness, b'nishmato, b'svach shnei k'suvim ha'makrishim zazah. Kosev echad omer ki eresh shamecha ma'aseh etzvarosach u'yarech v'chachov m'shakonanto, mo'enus kisiz kerenu, v'en odom kisiv kedenu. What is a person? What is a person within this vast, vast bria? The reflection of chokhmah she'ein la'erech v'lo keitz. However, the course of echad omer v'et chasrei ma'at me'elohim v'chovet v'hoda ta'atrehu tamshileu v'masa yodecho kol shata tachas raglev. V'adayin lo bo b'shvil ish hadat ha'kos of ashi she'yachriya b'nehem. He exists with that tension, with that tension. V'ram ish ha'alacha matza ta'es ha'kos of ashi she'yachriya. Gam hu sovel mishniyut zo u'mikara nafshi ze, aval hu ma'acheda ta'kra'im a'yidei musag ha'alacha v'hadin. How so? Gam isha halacha umed biyom ha-kipurim im dimdumei chama, kshahayom ha-gadol v'ha-kadosh shokea bayom, biyam lahavot shel hod v'netzach, u'mizvadeh lefnei kono al-chat ha'ab, u'maschil v'omer mo'onu mechayenu, mechazdenu matzit koseinu ma yishuvasenu, ma kolchenu ma gvurasenu manom lefanach ha-shem alakenu v'lakei v'seinu, הלוך על הגבורים כעין לפניך, ואנשי השם כלא היו, וחכמים כבלי מדו, ונבונים כבלי הסכן, כבלו מעשיהם תוהו, ומי חייהם הל לפניך, ומוסו אדם מן הבאים האוין, כהכל הובל. מהו האדם למיתו של דבר לגבי ההוויה הגדולה ומעשי מקום? מהו ערכו בהשוואה לפרוצס הקוזמי, לקוזמיק פרוצס? מהו לגבי טבע ומלואה? מהו ביחס לעולמות גלויים וסתומים? והכוסף הראשון בא ומנקר בליבו ובמוחו, it pierces and penetrates his heart and mind, כי ערש שמך המסית ועושך הירח וחכוב משקננתו, מואנוש כיסס קרנו בן אדם כיסף קדנו. ופחד קומוס, a hidden fear, תוקף אותו. It attacks him. It overwhelms him. אימה גדולה קופצת עליו, ומבטלס אז ישותו ואז אנוכיותו. נחשול, a wave, של יאוש וביטול עצמי עובר עליו. He's inundated. ברם, בא בשעה מנצנצת במוחו מחשבה אחת, but the following thought arises. אם מוסה האודם מן הבאים האוין כהכל הובל, if that's all there is to the story, יום הכיפור מה טיבו? מחילה וסליחה מה פירושו? עבודס היום ייחד הכהן גודל עם קונו בבייס קודשי הקודשם, מה מטרתם? קדושס היום שהיא מחפרס, מה עניינה ומהותה? מושג חד ועוון מצד אחד, וחובת התשובה מצד אחר, לא מבואו. הלא ההלכה הציבה את האדם בטיבורו של עולמה, at the center of its world, ויום הכיפורים עצמו מעיד על זה. ואם כן, איך אפשר לכוסף הראשון להסקיים? ותוך כדי דיבור בוים הכיסופים והגעגועים לאלוקים, לולון בסייסר בצל שקי ומבצרים, and they fortify את עמדת האדם, man's standing. הרי הווייתי מעידה על ערכי. הריני בן עולם שדמות יוקנה של השכינה משתקפת בו, הריני לומד את התורה כלי שעשוע של הקדוש ברוך הוא, והעליונים נחשפים לקבל תורה מפי. Ashkeche Rabbi Yevyosel Eliyahu. So at the time, Gemara said previously that Rabbi Yevyosel and Rabbi Yonatan had machlokas about what instigated the whole event of Pilegish Begiva. But Tizna Olav Pilaksha. Rabbi Yevyosel Omer Zvuv Matzala, Rabbi Yonatan Omer Nima Matzala. But Ashkeche Rabbi Yevyosel Eliyahu. Amalei Michael Ovid Kutshevichu. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu up to now? Amalei Osik B'Pilegish B'Giva. U'Michael Amar. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say about this parasha? Amalei Eliyahu Novi tells Rabbi Avyosar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avyosar B'ni Kachu Amar. Yonasan B'ni Kachu Amar. Amalei, how can that be? Chas v'shalom, Mika Sveika Kame Shmaya? Amalei, Eilu v'Eilu d'Eilu Kim Chayim. El Yonim Nuchsofim, the Kabel Torah Mipi. Habe Ani Mitra Pek Achshav Al Dodi, the imagery of Sher Shirim v'Ohavi. Isha Lacha Motzei Tekef et Geulato v'Isho Havayato, Shagadosh Baruch Hu hivdilehu meirosh v'hikiro la'amod lefanav. I think the Ramban comments on Vayev Elokim Asa Adam. As opposed to Vayitza Hashem Elokim, Vayas Elokim is Chayas Ha'aretz Lemino, Vayasa Behema Lemino, Vayiskol Remes Adam Leminehu. But then by Adam, the Torah switches to Lashon Bria. Vayivra Elokim is Adam B'Tzalma. So the Ramban says that, again, following up on what he said earlier in Bereishis Bara Elokim, that the Bria is Yesh Me'ayin. So the Ibn Ezra is Masig on those who say that Bria is Yesh Me'ayin. He says, but the Torah is going to use Bria again. So if you use Bria more than once, so how do you say that the semantics of Bria mean Yesh Me'ayin? So the Ramban says, the Ramban responds to that kasha. He thinks that the Mephoshim who say that the difference between Bria and Yetzirah is that Bria is Yesh Me'ayin and that Yetzirah is Yesh Me'yesh. He thinks they're right. He says what the Torah has in mind by using the Lashon Bria by Adam is that, leaving aside the Taninim Hagdolim for the moment, is that subsequent to Bereishis Bara Elokim, every other creation was within the system. Everything was, again, all mineral life, all vegetation, all animal life. With Bias Adam, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something, again, which was more than just part of that continuum which had been unfolding until this point. Until this point, again, it was a continuum. Enochanami, vegetation is higher than mineral, an animal is higher than vegetation, but it was a continuum. And what Bria represents, because it has the semantics of Yesh Me'ayin, is this isn't something that was simply part of the. It's not that Adam is sort of the more sophisticated form of animal life. It's not that it's the next natural stage in this developing continuum. No, this is a brand new Bria. So that's very meduyak. The Rebbe presumably has that in mind, right? Hashofel sheba yitzurim lebechir habruim. Right? It's not just that he goes from shofel to bechir. He goes from a yitzur to bruim. You know, the language is so rich and so poetic, you can think it's there just for the richness, but it is that as well, but it's also much more than that. Amida lefnei Hashem, kama ha'aracha atzmit yeshkan, kama ge'ut ve'oz lovesh isha halacha b'sha'a shu mevateh et advarim halalu. So this is affirming. If a person would just reflect on what the position, let's say from a secular perspective, on the position of man within this vast universe, so you'd say he's like a speck of dust. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated us is what is affirming for our existence. Kama otzma ugvura sfunim ugnuzim b'shalosh milim halalu. Ha'adam omeid lefnei Hashem. Va'atek yomin mechayev et havayato v'kiyumo shel ha'adam. Anshei ha'sod omim ki b'shal shahayachas ubefkinas lifnei Hashem akol chozer l'tohu v'avohu. To be lifnei Hashem is to be reduced to non-being, because kol havaya shofat mitzod hatzimtzum. The only way anything can exist is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. Otherwise, again, the moshel to the light of the sun. If the light of the sun is too overwhelming, it's too blinding. It's only, person can only look at the sun when he has the, when he's wearing the sunglasses to diminish his perception of its light. Kol havaya shofat misod hatzimtzum shehu ha'alem v'hester kvaldo v'oro shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ish ha'alacha omer tzimtzum eino hester ponim ele gilui kvar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chasifato. Adrabba, gam lefnei ha'ein sov baruch hu motzei ha'adam et havayato meleya gedusha u'kedosha. Ve'ein chas v'shalom stima d'chol stimin, right, description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sholel ota, v'halacha atzma tochiach. What affirms the meaningfulness of our existence is the fact that halacha is addressed to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva et ha'adam, ve'etzem ha'tzivoi kolel ishur havayato. The very fact of commandment affirms the value of our existence. Im ha'adam chozer le'efes u'le'ayin, if a person remains as nothing, ein ha'tzivoi shu yisar halacha muvan. The Rambam has a similar type of line of argument, but again, he's not developing the same point. The Rambam has in the beginning of the Mora, he says that someone asked the Makasha, that the Nochash tells Chava, if you'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, v'yisim kelohim yodei tov ora. And in fact, what the Nochash wasn't guilty of false advertising. He was guilty of being a Mesos Mediach, but he wasn't guilty of false advertising. That Enoch Hanami, Odom and Chava are changed human nature does change as a result from eating from the Eitz HaDaas. So the question that was posed to the Rambam was, how can it be that, you know, man's greatness is his ability to differentiate between Tov and Ra? How can it be that that resulted from Chet? How can it be that, you know, because you robbed a bank, so then you're given a lifetime, you know, lifetime support and etc. So the Rambam says, like, obviously that can't be true. Obviously, it doesn't mean that before eating from the Eitz HaDaas, that Adam didn't have the ability to make moral judgments. Hasechel she hishpia habore al ha'odom v'hu shleimos shleimuso ha'acharon. The seichel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon Adam, which is his ultimate perfection, he gave Adam kodem maruso. Adam had that before his rebellion in Gan Eden. Ubishvilo, and on account of this, Nema shehu betzalem elokim ubedmuso. Ubiglalo, and says the Rambam, and how do you know that? Or how? What's additional compelling proof? Ubiglalo diber ito v'tzivo oso kemosh nema v'yitzav Hashem elokim v'lo tia hatzavo lebehemos v'lo lemisha in lo sechel. Right, you don't give commands to a newborn baby. You can't command if there's no sechel. To give a command means to recognize that the person is capable of receiving, understanding, and responding. So the Rambam is interested in emphasizing, you know, the fact that prior to the chait, clearly Adam HaRishon had that endowment of seichel, which, if he cultivates it, leads to his ultimate perfection. And tovara doesn't mean what we think it means. It means subjective experience of the world. And the Rav is employing a similar line of reasoning to talk about the affirmation of existence, but it's the same line of reasoning. Ha'uvda she'elukim nizdakek la'adam v'tzivahu dinim v'halochos. Mishpatim v'chukim me'ida shehu yizbarach enu mevatel u'moche yeshuto shel adam. Clearly it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevates us and says that our existence is meaningful. V'ish ha'alacha mamshech l'or negohot hashkiyah ותיתן לנו השם אלוקינו באבוס יום הכיפור הזה, קץ ומחילו סליחה על כל אבונוסינו, למענכת על מאושק ידינו, מנושה ולך לעשות זכוכי רצונך בלב ושלם. יום הכיפור שניתן לנו באהבה, הבטוחס ומחילו וסליחה, חובס התשובה ומציאות חוקי רצונו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, מעידים יוסף מימי העידים על חשיבותו של האדם ועמדתו המרכזית. Again, it affirms our existence. הקוסר השני בו ומהכחיש את הראשון ותחסרי מעט. I'm sure the Rav did it earlier, it's printed with hey, here it's printed with the kuf. I think many Mephoshim say it means malochim. In which case it's Lashon Mechol. הלכה באה בתור הקוסר השלישי ומכריעה ביניהם. האדם שאינו חי על פי ההלכה, A person who doesn't live according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blueprint, v'ayno mishtatev b'gishumo realization shel ha'olam ha'ideali einenu kedai. Ad shelo notzarti eini kedai v'achshav shenotzarti ki'ilu lo notzarti. Ofer ani b'chayai ka'lachom b'mishas. Bram ha'adam ha'yodaya et chovato, which is Toda'at, the awareness of ha'hishtatfut b'biyat olamot al yedei yitzirat olam ha'alacha v'gishumo b'mtziyut, huvdal al yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'rosh v'hukal la'amod lefanav. Noach lo lo'odem shalom niva mishiniva v'achshav shiniva yifashpesh b'ma'asav, zehu psak ha'alacha al pi chazal u'perusho ha'tshuva machriya ben shnei ha'ksuvim. Tshuva, In the sense that earlier the Rav said it much more broadly than tshuva, right? The whole ma'aracha of Torah mitzvahs. But it means tshuva, given that Adam and Tzadik Baratz Hashiyasu Tavu Lo Yechta, so then the tshuva is necessary for the person to get back on track in terms of living according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blueprint. Toda'ah zo, af al pi shehi nifgemet lefamim b'ish halacha, sharei gam hu yoneh, he also derives min nishmat ish hadat. He draws sustenance. Ma'atzavet mikol makom et dmuto u'madviyat chotamah d'yupno. Ein hu yodeya pachar u'mora b'mlo mashmoutan shal hamilim. כשהוא ניגש אל העולם, הוא מזוין בחוקיו וכלליו. ותודעת החוקיות והסדריות הנטועה בו משמשת כתריס בפני הפחד הקופץ עליו. איש ההלכה אינו נכנס לעולם זור ונוכרי, a strange and alien world, לרשות נעלמת ומסותרת, אלא לעולם ידוע לו מקווה על ידי האפריורי שהוא נושא בתודעתו. הוא נדחק ונכנס על העולם הריאלי מתוך יצירה אידיאלית שסופה להתגשם כולה או מקצתה במציאות הממשית ושביניהם חוק הקבלה קיים. ולמה יפחד? Let's skip a little bit to the fifth line of the next paragraph. Gam et pachad hamavet hamushrash kefi shenitba'er le'el b'hashkafat olamo shel ish ha'halacha menatzech hu al yedei hadin v'ha'halacha u'mehapech et ha'tofa'a shehu mefached l'obyekt shel hakoras ha'odom u'kshetzel moves המטיל אימים עליו לובש צורה אובייקטיבית של נשוא המשובד לנושא, an object which is subordinated to the subject, של חפצה הכופף לגבר, האימה פורחת לה כחלום יעוף. סך לי אבא מורי, כשפחד המובס היה תוקף על רב חיים, when רב חיים experienced fear of death, היה הלום מתמכר בכל מלכו ורוחו, He would devote himself fully with all his mental and spiritual energies, lehilchos olos v'tumas meis. V'halachot elu hasovevot schur schur le'inyanim chamurim u'sheilot mesubachot shal tumas kevet, tumas olal, tumas v'tzutza, chatzitza b'fnei ha'tumah, tzomit posel b'ol ha'meis v'chulu, היו משקיטות את המיית נפשו ומשוות עלי רוח של שמחה וחדווה. How does that work? So Reb Chaim would learn all else, and when he would learn all else, so that would silence, that's how he would overcome fear of death. How does that work? So the mashal is like this. Let's say you have two people that they're both they're going to visit a foreign country, and they don't different language, and they're going to be there for a while. So one of them just goes there. He goes there. He doesn't know his way around the city at all. It's a big maze to him. He doesn't speak the language. So because he feels so lost, it's a scary experience. It's an experience which engenders fright. Let's say the other person, before going, so if he's gonna go to Paris, so he decides that he's gonna master French first. So before going, he spends time and he learns French. And then what's more, he downloads a map of all the city streets and studies it again and again. And then when this second individual arrives there, see, he feels at home. He feels at home, he speaks the language. He knows his way around. He feels at home. And the whole depiction of the Isha Halacha, that Olam Hazeh, is where, again, at this stage of our existence, we're supposed to be. That the ideal world of Halacha was intended for realization in Olam Hazeh. So the Ish Halacha comes having memorized the map. So he knows all the streets. He knows how the different lines in the subway. He knows all the bus routes. That's what the Rav described earlier. When he sees a spring, so he remembers the Mishnayos in Megvos. Oh, that's the spring, which is Matar Bezochlin. Even though the water is running, is moving, which is a psul in a mikveh can't have a crack in it. That the water is moving. It has to be ba'ashbar. It has to be stationary water. And that's not true for Mayan. Now, given that naturalness that he feels at home in this world, he feels at home in this world because this is the world that Halacha addresses, that Halacha focuses on. So when he sees that Halacha speaks about Mavas, and that that's a natural part of this world in which he feels at home, so that quiets his fear. Now, the Rav doesn't mean, right? It's clear, the Rav doesn't mean, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, you know, fear of death is something instinctive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us instincts to be uprooted. But what the Rav means, and again, this is clear from the next part about what we talked about, the Tzmiras HaMusar. Fear of death can be something that's allowed to play an outsized role in a person's emotional, psychological makeup, and it can be crippling. It can be crippling. That's why the way the Western world deals with it is through denial. You know, as long as they can, people pretend that that there is no such thing, and they refer to cemeteries as memorial parks and similar such foolishness. And then they try to believe the fear by encouraging, you know, above ground, I can't call it burial, I can't call it internment if it's above ground, whatever the noun is for and the Isha Halacha feels at home in this world, because again, this is the world that he knows from Halacha. It's the world that the ideal, beautiful world of Halacha focuses on, addresses. So when he sees that Halacha addresses this aspect of the human experience and destiny as well, he feels at home. Now the Rav, again, he doesn't mean to uproot Emes HaMoris, but there's a difference between it playing an outsized, crippling role and between playing a crucial, proportionate role. If a person doesn't have an awareness of death, he can't have an appreciation for Yakris Hazman. If you know, when the government prints too much money, so then the money's not worth anything. If we have all the time in the world, so then we've got time to kill. We have time to waste. In a mamin, you know, fear of death is the instinctive fear of death is associated with the da'al lefnei miyato asad litein din v'cheshvan, which is a very healthy corrective counterforce to. So the Rav is not looking to uproot it. Again, the story and with the Gemara and Brachos that I guess we'll see next week, Blinadim Yitz Hashem, notwithstanding, but it needs to be reduced to size. It's not supposed to be the dominant awareness and emotional experience that a person has. It has its place. It has its place. And when Reb Chaim would and did overcome, it's when it threatened to spill over and become the defining awareness and the crippling fear. And that, it's not supposed to be that. It's supposed to be part of our awareness, but Adrab, it's supposed to be an awareness which, instead of depressing a person, which energizes a person and galvanizes a person to make the most of life. Okay, so maybe next time in Adrab we'll pick up on 67 with the story of the exchange between Reb Chaim and Reb Itzel.